Hey, what's going on, everyone? As you guys may know, a couple days ago, I went to Nation of Islam's, I would say, Sunday meeting. It wasn't a church, just that they don't call it, but I wanted to kind of share something I learned there, right? It was Brother Nuri Muhammad speaking, and he shared that vices is something that is holding you down, and they use vices when they're building things. It's a trinket or a tool that is used to hold things down, which I thought that was really a great example, because we all have vices. You may have a vice too, right? And we always say, you know, for whatever reason, like, man, I can't get a hold of this, right? Or, hey, it's just, this is my one thing that I do, or it's okay because we all have vices, right? And I think at first, even before I left, I told my wife, you know, I kind of can't join them because I love my vices, right? I love, for example, like, I like pepperoni. Right. That's just like one of those things. But something he said was really profound to me was he said, you know, go and study your vices. Go study the thing that is holding you back. Go and study why you shouldn't let it hold you back. Right. And the reason why I found that so interesting and I love that is because a lot of times we're told, hey, you know what? That's your vice. It's okay. Hey, you smoke 3 or 4 packs of cigarettes a day, it's okay, right? But if you do cocaine every single day, everyone's kind of up in arms. If you drink, hey, it's okay. You drink on the weekends, okay, that's fine. But if you drink every day, whoa, right? I have a friend that drinks so much that he is able to drink so much on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as much as somebody will be drinking on maybe a month, right? I mean, the man is just guzzling it and throwing all his money away. And luckily, we, you know, got in time, we talked to him and had that conversation. But he's going down a really bad path, right? And I said, you know, that vice that he has could really kill him. And it's more than just holding him down. It's debilitating him, right? To the point now when we had that conversation, he started telling me, you know, I actually drink every day. Can you imagine drinking bottles and bottles of alcohol every single day and functioning like a normal person, but you need to drink at least two. I mean, yeah, I guess you would say a fifth. I don't know the real terminology because I'm not really a drinker like that. But just buying that every single day and being able to function like that, go to work and no one can tell, and you need that to function. He got me thinking when he said, you know, study your vices. So even for myself, I'm going to sit down tonight. I'm going to study the things that are holding me back. I'm going to write down every single vice that I have, and I'm going to go deep dive into what's holding me back. And I challenge you as well to write down the vices that are holding you back and go study them and go understand, okay, what is it that I like about it, right? Well, what is it that it's, why is this thing so bad for me? And go with an open mind and an open heart, because a lot of times what happens is you're probably going to, and I love this, I love when people tell me this, no, I don't need to, it's okay. Like, I'm okay with that. I want to ask you this. Are you really okay being at level, we'll say level 50, when you could be at level 60, 70, 80, 100? You could be making 10x what you're making right now, or even 100 times, but that little thing might be that cocaine, might be that alcohol, might be that weed. It's holding you back. That little vice that you have is holding you back. But you could be 100 times more than what you are right now, but you're letting that vice hold you down from where you could be. You'd be a greater man. Instead of having one wife, you could have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Instead of having one business, you could have 10 businesses. Instead of leaving $1 million to each child, you could leave 10 million, 100 million. Instead of impacting 100 people, you could impact thousands. Instead of impacting thousands, you could impact millions. But the vice is holding you down. And I want to get out of vices. Let me share this before we close. I want to get out of vices just being a weed, alcohol, drugs. Fear is a vice. Comparison to others is a vice. Looking what everyone else has or thinking, oh man, I can't post this because post it. Perfection is a vice that is holding you back from being who you truly need to be. I'm challenging you. Study your vice. What is perfectionism? What is it? Why is it holding you back?